Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Schock. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshot. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ralph Hodgson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Carnett. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting seventh. The catcher, Vince Castano. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Lopat. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Lopat. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting second. The first baseman, Tom McBride. Batting third. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting seventh. The catcher, Roy Partee. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Bowman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Joe Bowman. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive beyond short. Newsom can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock hits a line drive into center field. Culberson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Culberson. Moses goes all the way around to score. Schock moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot bunts towards the mound. Bowman fields it and throws to first for the out. Schock moves to third. One out. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schock scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett strikes out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McBride settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Castano moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0-for-0 in the game. Dickshott hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Carnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. McBride scoops it up and throws to first, with Bowman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dickshott. Newsom reaches second base with a double. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Newsom scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-1 in the game. Culberson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-1 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Partee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Castano takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lopat takes first base on ball 4. Castano moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. P. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Doerr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dick Schott. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Johnson moves to third. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor is walked intentionally. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0 for 1 in the game. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it and throws to second for the out. Johnson scores. Doerr moves to third. One out. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopat fields it and throws to home to get Doerr. Partee moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bowman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schock strikes out. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickshott hits a pop-up towards the mound. Bowman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodgen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Culberson. Hodgen reaches second base with a double. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Carnett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Carnett reaches second base with a double. Hodgen scores. It's White Sox, 3, Red Sox, 3. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. Tucker hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0 for 2 in the game. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 2 in the game. McBride bunts towards the mound. Lopat fields it and throws to first for the out. Culberson moves to second. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field. Tucker picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tucker. Culberson scores. Fox moves to second. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Castano hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Culberson. Castano reaches second base with a double. Frank Barrett now pitching. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Partee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lopat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Castano moves to third. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Castano scores. It's White Sox, 4, Red Sox, 4. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tabor takes first base on ball 4. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Partee hits a line drive towards third. Hodgin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Newsom strikes out. Two outs. Frank Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot is 0-for-2 in the game. Dickshot hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Partee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hodgin hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carnett hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Culberson takes first base on ball 4. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-2 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopat fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Castano and he is safe. Fox steals second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-3 in the game. Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Castano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Castano. The throw from Partee and he is out, Newsom applying the tag. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-3 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Tabor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Partee hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trosky pinch hits for Eddie Lopat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0-for-3 in the game. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.